Good evening, Europe!
Yes, good evening and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tussiot. We've got requests galore, lots of chat, facts and news to keep you updated in the next hour.
This is -1 from Cyprus.
Hello, this is Birgitta from Iceland.
Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Chaque pense à soi, comme s'il n'y avait que ça. Chaque mène à bien, que ce qu'il veut bien. Chaque pense à soi, comme s'il n'y avait que ça. Chaque mène à bien, que ce qu'il veut bien. Regardons autour de nous, on vit dans un monde de fous. Chacun cherche la gloire, chacun cherche l'espoir. On oublie ce qui nous entoure, ce qui nous donne l'amour. On chasse de notre mémoire ce qui nous empêche d'y croire. On laisse au bord du chemin les chagrins sans lendemain. On poursuit chacun.
Excuse me. Chacun pense à soi. That is Everyone Thinks of Themselves, and that was France 2005. Yes. And 2005, 2005. I think it's that. 2005, yeah. 2005. I hope I got that right. Anyways, I hope you're well. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tussiot, and we just played France 2005, yes, from Otal, and that came 23rd in 2005's grand final with only 11 points. Yes, only 11 points, and they were from Andorra, Israel, and Albania, respectively. Shame. A shame, shame, shame. But The only shame I think of it, the live performance wasn't the greatest, to be honest, but I've always loved the song. I find it catchy, very French. And I remember in my early years of fandom, I did watch the French national final that year. Oh, the wonders of Wi-Fi and the internet's great. So I do remember it quite well, and she clearly was the best one, definitely. A national final performance is much better than the actual Eurovision performance. But you could say that about a lot of songs, couldn't you, really? Yes. Well, despite France being placed 15th in the 2004 contest, the position of the Big Four guaranteed them automatic final berth into the contest. Yes. Yes, got some hip-hop influences as well, of course. So there we are. Right, okay, it's now time for our requests. Yes, we've got plenty of them, so thank you everybody. I did give a big shout out on Facebook and Twitter. 10 people want a request, send them in, please do. And we've got loads, so wonderful. So first of all, we're going to Somerset. Yes, we are. And it's time for Anne Squires. Anne, thank you very much for your request via our Twitter page at ESC Showcase. And you've requested this amazing song from Spain in 1974. Yes, this is wonderful. Cantiese feliz, which means sing and be happy. It is a beautiful song. It is up tempo. It's called a Catalan rumba genre. Yes, yes. And it's sung by Peret. Or Pereth, I'm sure, because the T, yeah, you don't have the H, do you? Pereth, yes. This is awesome. Enjoy. Spain, 1974. Thanks, Anne.
Alegría, si queréis tener cantar. Alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar. Cante y ser feliz. Si la canción que yo canto no te llena de alegría, por más cosas que te diga,
no sirve.
Si no tienes quien te quiera, ni a quien decirle te quiero, buscar amor con dinero,
no sirve.
Si eres tan inteligente que nadie puede entenderte, enfadarte con la gente,
no sirve.
Si al sol no puedes tumbarte, ni en paz tomar una copa, decir que estás en Europa,
no sirve de nada, no sirve de nada, no sirve de nada.
Cantar a la vida,
si queréis tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz.
Cantar conmigo
para tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz.
Si para olvidar las penas necesitas tomar vino, no lo hagas, buen amigo,
no sirve.
Si le paras a una rubia cuando vas por la autopista y luego es un estopista,
no sirve de nada, no sirve de nada, no sirve de nada.
Cantar a la vida,
así si queréis tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz.
Cantar conmigo
para tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz.
Cantar,
ay si queréis tener
cantar,
alegría sin
cantar,
que para disfrutar
cantar,
cante y sé feliz.
Cantar conmigo
para tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz. Cantar, si queréis tener cantar, alegría de vivir, para disfrutar cantar, cante y sé feliz.
Canta y sé feliz, canta y sé feliz.
Cantar y cantar.
Hi, this is Arnina from Sweden, and this is our song Enjoy.
du. För du är elden inom mig och du gör mig lycklig. Och i mitt bröst det bränner, allt som jag känner vill jag skänka dig.
Who represented Sweden in 1993 and have competed in Melody Festival and many, many a times. That's their brand new single and a request from Javier Leal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Yes, Sare du är min, which means say you are mine. Yeah, that's a nice song, isn't it? Cheery schlager pop from Sweden. Only the best. Only the best you'll find here on the Eurovision Showcase. Of course. Now, if you, for next week, want to get your request or dedication in, then please do contact us. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Okay, of course, you can send us a message via our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can find us on Twitter at escshowcase. Okay, right. Now it's time for our next request. Yes. And after this next request, I'm going to play you the brand new single from Davíð Freyr. Yes, Davíð represented Iceland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, or at least was going to, was thinking about things. Actually debuted in the UK charts at number 43 this week, which actually is the highest placing Eurovision entry in the UK chart since Måns Zelmerlöw's winner for Sweden in 2015, Heroes. So that's pretty awesome. So our next request, we're going to Mick Ward, who is up in Doncaster. Hello, Mick. Lovely to hear from you. He suggests, and I completely agree with him, that Slovenia is one of the most underrated countries in the Eurovision Song Contest. I completely agree with him. I love all of Slovenia's entries, and much more so their earlier stuff than necessarily the newer stuff. Though, I love their entry this year, and 2017, I love Oma Nabea. Wasn't so keen on the two guys from and 2019 and 2018. But anyways, Maya Kuch, yes, we can play her song for you, the song No One, that got 12th at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, just behind Blue. Yeah, indeed. It was an amazing performance, though I did see her perform live, and I put live in inverted commas, at the Wee Wee Jam in Stockholm in 2016, the very first one that they had. And Maya Kutch sang this, and she was clearly miming, and it was really quite awkward to watch when we were told that it was going to be live. Anyway, so yeah, and it was really obvious. But anyways, it doesn't matter, because it's still an awesome song, and she did it well, very well on the night, and that's all that matters really. Maya Kutch representing Slovenia in 2011. Here is the song No One for Mick in Doncaster. Thank you very much.
And you came to me one night like a morning light, just to hold me tight. Then you left and I was so alone, saying I should have known you look good for me. There's no
Daði Freyja representing Iceland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Not with that particular song, but that's his brand new single. It's called Where We Wanna Be. It's really funky and electro, Rob, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah, we're liking it. We're liking it. So how are you, Dee? Okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to some sunshine.
Have you? Do you not think we've had enough of it already?
It's nice. It makes life feel less depressing.
True. It's helping a lot with lockdown, to be fair.
Although people are taking the mickey and going off to Devon and stuff like that, which is just silly.
I know.
But anyway.
Anyway, we could go on a big rant about that.
Oh, we could go on a big rant about everything.
Anyway, it's time to move on.
Yes.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's now time for Rob and his hats. Yes, he's got two hats. And they're basically sort of like one of those cotton pullover woolly hats that you put over.
Beanies.
That's it. Thank you. So we've got a dark blue and a light blue. So the dark blue has little bits of paper with years inside. And then the light blue hat has little bits of paper with countries inside.
So very high tech.
Yes. That's all how we do it. But it's the easiest way and one that probably makes more sense. So, Roberto.
Right. Okay. I have a year. 1980.
Oh, cool. Well, 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was Johnny Logan with What's Another Year for Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and if you pick Morocco, then that will work.
Did I pick Morocco recently? I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I have a country in my hand. Let me see if it will match with the year.
Oh.
Nope. Croatia.
Oh, no. There was no Yugoslavia that year either.
Okay. That's a shame. Poor old Yugoslavia. Right. Another one. Czech Republic.
No.
They were still Czechoslovakia then.
Exactly. I think they were watching it, but they weren't participating. Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maggie McNeil. Yeah, she came fourth with that. Mm. I think exactly 100 points. That's it, I remember rightly.
All these round numbers, 1980, 100
yeah.
points.
And then we had Prima Donna with Love Enough for Two. That came third. And then we had, in second place, for the UK, it was Morocco, second place. They only got 8 points from Turkey, and that was it. Yeah. That's all they got. They were singing in Arabic. I forget people weren't ready for that, I don't think.
I want to go to Fez, just as we're talking about Morocco.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm quite fancy going back to Amsterdam, though. Or Rotterdam.
We are. We're going back to Rotterdam, anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Second for Germany was Katja Epstein with Theater. Really cheesy, with the creepy mimes in the back.
Oh.
In black.
Oh, God, that would creep me out, because they look a bit like clowns mimes, and I don't like that.
Yes, actually, they did look like clown mimes. Yeah.
Clowns are just like the devil's spawn and should never have been invented. Horrible, horrible, horrible things.
Right, so let's move on, and let's wash it away with this amazing song from the Netherlands, 1980. Rob's Random Request.
Ironically called Amsterdam.
Yeah. And can you remember the singer's name? Just told you it.
Was she
Maggie McNeil?
Okay. That doesn't sound very Dutch. McNeil, that sounds more kind of Irish or Scottish or something.
Maybe. I have to look that.
Waar in de wereld je op bent, je denkt terug aan dat moment en weet niet waar je het van kent. Maar opeens herinner je je weer, er was een eindeloze sfeer en die is er telkens weer. In Amsterdam, Amsterdam, is van alles aan de gang. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, bestaat al eeuwenlang. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, de stad waar alles kan. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, iedereen die weet ervan. Hier ben je werkelijk nooit alleen. Je vindt een deel van iedereen in alle dingen om je heen. Hier voelen zich alle mensen blij en in hun doen en laten vrij.
met het gevoel, je hoort erbij. In Amsterdam, Amsterdam, is van alles aan de gang. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, bestaat al eeuwenlang. In die stad, waar heel de wijde wereld jou begroet, vind je dat wat je zoekt, overal in overvloed. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, daar is van alles aan de gang. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, bestaat al eeuwenlang. Amsterdam, de stad waar alles kan. Amsterdam, Amsterdam, iedereen die weet ervan.
Yes, that is the Netherlands 1980. This week's Rob's Random Request. Maggie McNeil with Amsterdam. And actually, I'm sorry, alert. I said that the Netherlands came fourth, but no, they actually came fifth with 93 points. In fourth place, it was Switzerland. How could I forget? Paola with Cinema. Cinema. Yeah, isn't that just awesome? Yes. I love that song so much. Anyways, time to move on to our next request. Yes, and we are actually going to Steve Buchanan. Yes, Steve has requested a song from the Eurovision Song Contest in 2007. Yes, and Steve is in Essex. Yes, he's in Pepmarsh. And originally from Belfast. So lovely to hear from you, Steve. Your request is amazing. I love it. And it is Ireland 2007. Here is Dervish with They Can't Stop the Spring.
The curtain has been raised. The wall no longer stands, and from Lissadel to Latvia, we're singing as one plan. The curtain has been raised, and Europe's all one stage, and the archipelagic icicle have melted like the cage. We don't need no party, just a party band. A continental choir singing hand in hand. They might scare the blackbird, but they cannot stop him sing. They may steal the honey, but they'll never steal the sting.
is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And our first story this week goes to the Pyrenees and the small principality of Andorra. Now, Suzanne Jordi, who represented Andorra at the Eurovision 2009 in Moscow, has told a Spanish website that she has secured funding to bring the nation back to the contest after an over decade-long absence. The singer has informed the Andorran government that she has secured funding and made the government aware of the project at the end of 2019. She says that the victory is to be in Eurovision. And she explained also that Andorra's returning to the contest would not be taking victory, but to promote the country around the world. According to the Dutch website AD.nl, it has reported that the Eurovision Song Contest 2011 in Rotterdam will be expected to be held in either the second or the third week of May next year. The Polish city of Krakow has pulled out of hosting the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2020 following a disagreement with TVP, the Polish state broadcaster. Now, it's unsure where it might be going, but remember, this is obviously still early stages for Junior Eurovision, as it's usually hosted around towards the end of November. The Russian entry for 2020 Little Big with Uno has reached over 100 million views on YouTube, would you believe? James Newman, who represented the United Kingdom at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, or at least was going to, has released a brand new single, and it's called Enough. Athena Mkrtchyan, who was going to represent Armenia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has released a brand new single called Dollar. And it also has been confirmed that Senet will be representing San Marino at next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Amsterdam. And I've got a very special song of hers to play for you next.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition.
You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM
with Kieran Uritotiat.
No need to be making your mind up.
Sotto le stesse bandiere, sotto lo stesso cielo, senza frontiere, mille violini, amori senza confini.
Con te, così lontano e diverso. Con te, amico che credevo perso. Io e te, sotto lo stesso sogno. Per noi nel cielo mille violini.
stesse bandiere, sotto lo stesso cielo, senza frontiere, mille violini, amori senza confini.
Sotto le stesse bandiere, sotto lo stesso cielo, senza frontiere, mille violini, amori senza confini. Sotto le stesse bandiere, sotto lo stesso cielo, senza frontiere, mille violini, amori senza confini.
Sotto le stesse bandiere, sotto lo stesso cielo, senza frontiere, mille violini, amori senza confini.
I don't understand why you're whispering. It seems very odd, but I understand. It really does mean a whole new level of music if you whisper.
Yes, indeed. So that is Zenit with Insieme, 1992. Yes, so that was Italy's Eurovision winner in 1990 from Toto Cutugno. But Zenit to cover it. Yes, she did. She did just before Eurovision Europe Shine Lights. Yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful rendition. I love that. Love that. And I hope you did too, despite the cheesiness of the kid whispering. Yeah. It was meaningful though, yeah. Okay, right. We need to move on. Now, we're heading over to the Netherlands. Yes, and my good friend, Claudio. Claudio, obrigado to you. I tell you what, I do miss you, mate. And thank you for tuning in. It's so great to hear from you. And Claudio used to live here in, well, in Southampton, here in Hampshire, and also down the road in Bournemouth. So, lovely to hear from you, Claudio. And I hope life in the Netherlands is treating you very well. And he lives in a place called Wielingvereft in the Netherlands. And I believe it's just north of Amsterdam, somewhere like that. And I tell you what, Claudio is a huge Eurovision fan. Yes, he is actually. Yeah, it's up by the waters. Yes, near the North Sea border and where that big long stretch of road is. Yeah. Anyways, that's very vague, wasn't it? Claudio is a huge Eurovision fan. He's originally from Portugal, moved to the UK, and has since moved to the Netherlands. Lucky, lucky boy. So I was expecting a Portuguese entry when he sent in a request, but he hasn't. He's requested a Slovenian entry too. So I don't know what's going on between Mick and Claudio. Maybe they're trying to give him lots of Slovenia, although I don't mind. But I tell you what, there is a lot of meaning to this particular request, because Claudio says, well, could you play Nusdorenda Energy? It looks like we need hers to get up moving. And you're not wrong there, Claudio. With lockdown, I have become a little bit lazy, must admit. But I'm trying to do my best to keep busy. I'm baking a lot and all that type of stuff. So it's keeping me busy. But I hope you are keeping busy too, young man. So here we are. Here is Slovenia 2001. That came seventh. It's its joint best placing for Slovenia ever at the Eurovision Song Contest, along with their 1995 entry from Dalia Švedlja with Poriši mi, or in English it was called Listen to Me. But here is the amazing Energy from Nuša Derenda, Slovenia 2001.
Energy, oh, what you do to me. Your rhythm runs right through me. You're my destiny. My whole life is one big fantasy. And yet the closer that I get, you're farther away. One look, your body moves me. If for one second you remember me, then I
Cittadella, Slovenia, 2001, coming 7th. Yeah, in Copenhagen, Denmark. That contest is won by Tanal Padar, Dave Benton and 2XL with everybody. Oh, one of my favourite Eurovision winners. It is. Estonia, 2001. Awesome. Yes. Okay, now it's now time for the best of the rest. Yes, it's time for this part of the show where I celebrate, or maybe even shock you, to find out that this song or songs didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. They didn't get past the national finals. So this week I'm just going to play you the one, and probably the most shocking and unbelievable results ever in the history of the Eurovision Song Contest as it came to national finals. Yes, I'm talking about Eurovision Making Your Mind Up in 2007. Yes. Oh, the late greats are Terry Wogan. Yes, making an absolute meal of it and a mess of it, saying it was Cindy, but it was actually Scooch. And I want to play you Cindy's song. Yes. Oh, now this is really, really sad. I was absolutely... Oh, I don't know. I was so upset that this didn't go through. I was screaming of excitement. And then they ended up crying. I really did. So let's relive the carnage that was the ending announcement of Eurovision Making Your Mind Up 2007.
That is it. The lines are closed. The decision is made. Now, you've both fought your way through to be here, but there can only be one ticket to Helsinki in Finland in May. Just one.
Now, the public have spoken. Hush, children. And tonight, I can reveal the act that will represent the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland on May the 12th at Helsinki will be... One, two, three... Cindy!
Cindy Garland, I'm so sorry. You were so close. You've done a fantastic job tonight. Thank everyone, give it up for Cindy. Thank you, darling.
So here is the beautiful Cindy, originally from France. She's now living, and I'm sure she still is, or she was at the time, down in Kent. She's working behind the bar. She was, yeah. And, but my God, the talent. Amazing. So here is Cindy with I'll Leave My Heart. Here is one of the songs from the UK National Final, Making Your Mind Up, 2007.
Now comes the last goodbye as we watch the twilight fading. Come to me, let me kiss you.
Leave my heart with you.
What a talent. Cindy, I'll Leave My Heart, that should have been the UK entry in 2007. I don't care what you think, I love it. It's so cool. Right, it's now time for our final request, and it's from Robert Wallström in Hurtigboy, Svelia. And yes, now this is a good tune. Now, if I've missed your request, I'm really sorry, but do get in contact with me and I'll sort something out. Okay, so Robert Wallström, this is your request, and I can't wait to play it. It's the morning remix of Israel 1981, Akko Over Habibi with Hayla Laylala, which I love this tune. I hope you do too. Again, like Claudio said, we need some energy, and this is going to bring it. Yes, Queen!
Elef rabim yamru beinenu, elef milim, elef tzlilim.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Yes. Now we're heading to the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest. And it's time for the United Kingdom. Gemini Crybaby. No, I'm not going to do that. Not if you want to blow your ears off. We're gonna play this epic live performance from Jossing Galsgaard, who represented Norway 2003, coming forth with this incredible song, "I'm Not Afraid to Move On."
One moment at a time. Someone finds a secret waiting behind, knowing there's an end to a glory, end to a story so good, so divine. Heart, listen to your beat and never gonna stop. Unless there's a doubt, never speak to someone that knows you more than yourself and the ghost that you hide. 'Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. She's the one from the magical. Someone strange, dare to be the same as always in time. Slowly seek the end and its glory. Worry to see if it's gone deep inside. 'Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. She's the
Galsgaard for representing Norway in 2003. This week's Live and Kicking, "I'm Not Afraid to Move On." Well, that is it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritatiet. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more music, chat, facts and news from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. If you want to request a dedication, email me, escshowcase@gmail.com. Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase, and our Twitter handle is @ESCShowcase. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for joining. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night. Taksumike. Thank you very much. And adios. And toodaloo. Bye bye.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.